everyone. Happy Easter. Will you pray with me? O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. You who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. How many of us have truly seen Jesus? Or maybe the question is, how many of us have missed seeing Jesus, even if he is standing right before us? What a journey we have been on leading up to this day. We've seen the triumphal entry into Jerusalem and the sorrowful journey to Calvary and the cross. Now, here we are at the very break of day, Easter Sunday morning, that glorious morning for after the darkest hour, after the disciples were sure they were never going to see Jesus again, crucified, sealed in a tomb. Then they see him in the garden, on the road, at the beach, in every ordinary place in their ordinary lives. They experience the extraordinary living Christ. I would love to tell you a story of another journey to see Christ in the most unlikely of places, under the most unlikely of circumstances. The teens and young adults of Central City, New Orleans, and the Apex Youth Center wanted to worship. They wanted to learn more about this simple carpenter, born to an unwed teenage mother like many of them. They wanted to see Jesus for themselves, in themselves. Our young men and women stood in my front yard on a rainy Sunday afternoon in June several years ago and made a phone call. You know that church thing we've been talking about? Well, we're in your front yard and we were kind of hoping it could start tonight. There were 9 that day. 1 month later, we had 22 kids meeting on Sunday night. On a hot, rainy July night, the 22 of us stuffed into my den, and little did we know, we would sometimes get 20, 30, or 40 by fall. We were exploring this Gospel of John. If you were with us, we were exploring some of these same scriptures that we looked at during our Easter vigil. And we were exploring these passages of John together and Mary's seeing Jesus in the garden. We began a question and answer session on what we were supposed to see. What does it look like when we see him? What does it look like when we see Jesus? What does God look like? What does Jesus look like? How will we know it's him? One kid asks, is God black or white? Yes, I say. Another, is he short or tall? Again, I answer, yes. Is he old or young? Is he male or female? And because there's one in every crowd, does he have dreads or a fade? Yes, yes, yes. Sham Abbott, age 16, lights up. Oh, I get it. See him as you see him, as long as you see him. That phrase has stuck with me ever since. And so we're here today, celebrating that blessed morning when the disciples did indeed see him risen, alive. It's been 2,000 years since that first Easter morning. My, how we humans have changed the way we think we have to see Jesus to experience his presence. We have huge cathedrals, fancy churches, which only meet on Sunday, only to be locked tight sometimes the rest of the week. We feel we have to dress in our expensive clothes, drive our nice cars out to see him, meet him at church, if you will, make a Sunday appointment with Jesus. And we feel we see him in all the finery and the trappings. But that's not how people saw Jesus 2,000 years ago. You see, Jesus appeared in everyday places to everyday people. And if having money was a sign of God's blessing, then how are we supposed to interpret that Jesus appeared as a gardener, as a fisherman, as a homeless stranger on the road? Not as a banker, not as a rich man. He appeared to the poor as the poor. He appeared to the working man as the working man. And Jesus never, ever required anyone to be something first, believe something first, to get their act together first, to be a better person first, before he appeared to them. No. He met them, came into their presence, and made himself known to them, and now to us, right where we are. "Here I am," he said. "See me in your life, and we'll work on this together, starting here, right now." Oswald Chambers writes, "Have I seen him?" Being saved and seeing Jesus are not the same thing. Many are partakers of God's grace who have never seen Jesus. When once you have seen Jesus, you can never be the same. Other things do not appeal as they used to. Always distinguish between what you see Jesus to be and what he has done for you. If you only know what he has done for you, you have not a big enough God. But if you have a vision of Jesus as he is, experiences can come and go, and you will endure as seeing him who is invisible. The blind man from his birth did not know who Jesus was until he appeared and revealed himself to him. Jesus appears to those for whom he has done something, but we cannot dictate when he will come. Suddenly, at any turn, he may come. And we get to declare, "Now, I see him." And there is a whole world out there just waiting and wanting to see Jesus right here, right now. How do they do that? Through his people. The world wants to see Jesus through his people. Really see him. You may have heard the old saying, "You're the only Bible people may ever read." But there's a much more powerful statement my old Sunday school teacher used to tell me. You may be the only Jesus some people ever get to see. For Jesus told us our responsibility was to be his hands, his feet here on earth. You are the light of the world, he said. Jesus revealed through his people here on earth. Wow. So are we ready? Are we up to the task, to the responsibility? I know many of you are logged in here today because you're curious. Or someone told you about this service. Perhaps you saw a posting on social media. I see Jesus in people every day. Maybe that's why you're here. You saw Jesus in someone and were a little anxious, excited to see more. So I'm asking you, as the church, as the people of the risen Christ, as Easter people, would souls seeking Jesus come to you? Would they? Could they see Jesus in you? Jesus was seen by many in different forms until they recognized him. Mary saw a gardener. The disciples saw a stranger more than once. Some saw a ghost, a dead man, but let me tell you, dead men don't eat fish and have breakfast with you. Peter saw a fisherman standing on the beach. How do you see him? Where do you see Jesus? If your vision of the living Christ is only found in a building, in a sanctuary, well, this is truly a difficult time for you. But if we can see Christ in each other across the miles, through a Zoom meeting or webinar or Facebook Live, in our sweatpants and our homeschool mess, in the eyes behind the masks in the grocery store, then we will indeed get through this. The prophet Elijah said God was not in the mighty winds, the fires, and the earthquakes, but in the still, small voice. For God, Jesus is not in the large cathedrals and the fancy altars, the gold cups and the fine linens. God is not in the creations of man, but God dwells within God's own people, wherever they may be. So do you see him? Can you see him in the hungry child? Can you see him in the first responders and the healthcare workers? Can you see him in the teenager with his tattoos and his dreads? In the grocery store clerk? Or the person behind you in that long line? Can you see him in the homeless stranger? Can you see him in each other? Can you see him in you? Where do you see Jesus? I see him right now. Right now I see him. For I do see him, the risen Christ, in you. Amen. As we continue our worship service, I invite you to praise God with us. Sing at the top of your lungs, open the windows, let the neighbors hear, for our God is mighty to save.
One needs compassion, love that's never failing. Let mercy follow me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Take me as you find me, all my fears and failures, and fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Oh, I surrender, Lord. Savior, you can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. For the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus, Savior, he can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. You rose and conquered the grave. Yes, you conquered.